The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. I feel like no-hitters happen every other week, I swear to God. Cole Hamill, just the latest to get himself a no-hitter. Maybe improving some trade offers for the Philadelphia Philly ace. Doesn't hurt when you go out and throw a gem, believe me. That's Cueto, man. He threw a gem after he was told he's being traded. So, man, oh, man. Sometimes you need a little motivation. Jeff, are you motivated this morning, brother? What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm always motivated. And, you know, Cole Hamels is one of those guys that should have a no-hitter to his credit. So I think it's all good. I think it's hard to finish those games. And we saw the Philadelphia Philly center fielder trip as Hamels recorded the 27th out. So they are not a dime a dozen, brother.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. It just seems like they're happening more and more. And you know what? I feel like maybe I was the guy that set the trend in saying – they're not that special anymore because they seem to happen a little too often. We debate it each and every week with John Poulter, our professor of sports, but I'm sure we'll get into that and a whole lot more with him. But keep it close. It's Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. We're just loosening up, just warming up. We want you to get involved. We'll get you that number on the other side. But so much to talk about in the world of sports. Never at a loss. We got the Colin Cowherd deal. We'll get into that in a little bit. Anyways, we'll be right back. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This time of the year, there are plenty of weekend projects, and house painting is on more than one homeowner's list. I'm Danny Lipfrew with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about getting started the right way right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. Prep work is the most important part of any paint job. The first step is to clean all the surfaces. Removing dirt, mold, and mildew will help your paint to stick and cure better. If you use a pressure washer, be careful. Too much pressure can ruin siding and woodwork. After the surface is dry, you may notice some old paint that's peeling and flaking. Be sure to scrape and sand all of that nice and smooth. Any bare wood should be primed before painting so that the top coat will adhere better, plus some primers also help to keep mold and mildew from returning. After the primer dries, fill any gaps or cracks with caulk to keep out moisture, dirt, and the occasional critter or insect. Using a wet finger or cloth to wipe down the caulk will improve the look of your work and help hide any surface flaws. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, Jeff Rich here with me holding things down. I don't know where you're at, Jeff, but I happen to be in Munns Park this weekend. Got out of that heat a little bit. You know, it's beautiful. It's like 80s or maybe close to 90, but then, you know, in the evening time gets down to those 60s and maybe even to the 50s. But beautiful out here, man. I've been doing a lot of hiking, as always, and just kind of enjoying myself, getting out of that Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona heat anyway, Jeff.
Well, you know, I've been holding it down here in the Valley of the Sun. You know, we're touching 105, 110 on the mercury, and it is what it is, man. You know, you live here for a reason, and I remember the not the avalanches, but the blizzards, the wintry mixes, and all the other things I don't miss about living in the Midwest, and specifically the state of Ohio. So I've got to deal with the heat. There are times that I don't care for it very much, but there are times I don't care very much for what's going on in the world of sports. And, you know, it's happened a few times over the course of the last week.
Hey, since we're kind of on the baseball thing right now, and we'll obviously be talking a lot of baseball with John Poulter, who will be joining us in about 10, 12 minutes or so. But the Hall of Fame guys, Randy Johnson, Pedro, John Smoltz, pretty unbelievable, huh? Craig Biggio in there as well.
What a well-deserving class. You know, we debate the Hall of Fame a lot. You know, we talk about the steroid users or the alleged steroid users. We talk about Pete Rose. But, you know, you've got a group here that just doesn't have much controversy surrounding it other than just their general attitudes. You know, Randy had his incident with the photographers in New York. And, you know, Pedro's not proud of the deal with Don Zimmer when the Yankees and the Red Sox got into, you know, were getting into their dust ups circa 2003-2004. So just a phenomenal class, and you know, we're getting to, you know, I'm getting to that age anyway where guys that I watch play are being inducted into the Hall of Fame, you know, and I saw their whole careers and I know that they're more than worthy of it.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. I mean, we did get to see Randy Johnson up close and personal in Arizona. Obviously helped them to win that World Series. He and Curt Schilling, I mean, they kind of wrote the blueprint on how you could do it with a couple of aces, to be honest with you. And, you know, you've seen other teams follow suit after what the D-backs did with bringing Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling into their organization. But, yeah, I mean, I most notably think of him as a Seattle guy and a, you know, a big dude that would mow down people and just strike out people left and right. I mean, I think from 99 to 2002, he was one of the best, to be honest with you, if not the best. Smoltzy, I just think of him as that guy that was a workhorse. And, you know, every time I was thinking about the Atlanta Braves, I was thinking about John Smoltz and some of the other guys that they had in those years when they'd get to very close but could never get over that hump. I mean, Biggio, you think about all the clutch hits he had and some of the great plays he had in the infield for the Astros. And then Pedro, man, like you said, I mean, the guy is just the king. I mean, just a very special, unique class, if you ask me, Jeff.
Yeah, a little bit of a proud day for the, maybe bittersweet for the Montreal Expos organization, at least the people that were there back then. Obviously, they're the Nationals now, but, you had Pedro Martinez, you had Randy Johnson in that system. I mean, there are others, Larry Walker, Delino DeShields come to mind. And, it's just funny how much of a farm system that the whole Montreal Expos organization was, and you could throw Vladimir Guerrero in that group too, for the rest of baseball to spawn two Hall of Famers in this 2015 class in Cooperstown. So it's an interesting dynamic. Pedro pitching for the Red Sox. I watched both of these guys pitch in the playoffs against the Cleveland Indians back when the Cleveland Indians were formidable on offense, and it was just unbelievable to watch. Pedro coming out of the bullpen, and I believe it was the 99 division series where it was game five, and he came out and he threw a perfect game for like five or six innings. Just unbelievable stuff. The stuff that you depend on from your ace, you don't see a lot in the regular season, but desperate times call for desperate measures, and that's when you're bringing Cy Young winners out of the bullpen. And frankly, I want to mention John Smoltz. He's right there in the same breath with Dennis Eckersley, doing it on both ends. Holding down as a starter for so long, and then and then closing out games.
I mean, look, dude, he won 213 games as a starter, and he had 154 saves. Only two players, like you said, in Major League Baseball history with 150 wins and saves, and the other guy is Dennis Eckersley. So that's pretty unbelievable. And like I said, I always just thought of him as a workhorse, just a guy that could go out there and throw nine innings for you if you needed, on many occasions, and then be that guy that could come in and get you a save if you needed to later in his career. So impressive, man, to say the least.
Yeah, and on the Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling note, do you believe that Curt Schilling should be following his partner in being aces for the 2001 Diamondbacks into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I really do. Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson single-handedly or double-handedly, however you want to put it, man, those two guys were so significant in what the D-backs were able to accomplish winning that World Series. Yeah, I know Gonzo was the guy who got the clutch hit and everything, but I just think they wrote that blueprint, man, for how you could do it with two guys, two great starters. You can throw them out there a bunch of times in a series and have yourself a great shot to win. And, they weren't afraid to try it and do it. And you've seen other teams follow the way that they did. And, yeah, I think Curt Schilling is definitely a guy who would be worthy. He pitched with the blood in his socks. We all remember that one. I don't know, man. Yeah, I think he was just as important as Randy Johnson was for the Arizona Diamondbacks as far as them winning a World Series.
Oh, yeah. And, take it back. Schilling pitched for the Phillies in the 93 series. So,
yeah.
He spanned about 15 years if you go from 93 to 04. And, he wasn't brilliant before his time with the Phillies. And after that 04 World Series, he kind of fell down a little bit. But, that was the greatest team sport accomplishment of all time. The Red Sox coming back from being down 3-0 against the Yankees in the 2004 American League Championship Series. So, and I think that Schilling was an integral part of that, not only with what he did in the games he pitched, but just also with his leadership. I think that he was an extension of Tito in that dugout and really rallied these guys to not be down and out when they were, when they were down 3-0 in the series and actually looked like they were, they were going to lose game four until, what was it? Millar walked and, Robert Steele second, Ortiz, singles him home. So, I might have that sequence wrong, trying to recall it, but, just an unbelievable run for the Red Sox then. And I think that Curt Schilling's voice, spoke as many volumes as his pitching did.
And I mean, look, we see Curt Schilling, still out there, obviously with ESPN and, I like that, Scott. But anyways, we see Curt Schilling a little bit more in the public eye. It's like, Randy Johnson has kind of been away from it a little bit more. And, I don't know if that hurts him in any sense or any way, but, I do think Curt Schilling will be following him, man. I really do.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And as far as Smoltz is concerned, you always hear him in the same breath with Glavin and Maddox. I think that Maddox was in a class of his own, but you put Smoltz up against Glavin, as a starter, as an overall pitcher, I think that Smoltz just has it going, had it going on, and the injury was a setback, and he had to bounce back, go through the bullpen. It raises the interesting question: how many third or fourth starters should probably be throwing the ninth inning? Two out of every 3 days when they can, rather than being mediocre starters. Some of these guys have lights out stuff for three or four innings, and they just can't hold it together for quality starts. It's something that managers and GMs might want to experiment with, throwing some of these guys in the bullpen.
Yeah, maybe, man. Think of that makes a great sense when you think about it, because if you see a guy two or three times, he's slowed down a little bit probably, and you kind of are onto his stuff a little bit more. But at the end of the day, they have great stuff at some point. You just got to figure out how best to use it. And you know what? Early in your career, you might be a guy who can be a workhorse and throw nine innings. But later on, you can give him three quality innings. And you know what? That's up to a manager to figure out. But anyways, on the other side, John Poulter, we're going to continue this and some other things going on in baseball, obviously. But keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
When you
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, but we have been talking about these Hall of Famers, man, and rightfully so. Pretty darn good class, if you ask me. Smoltzy, Randy Johnson, Pedro, Craig Biggio. These three guys were so dominant when I really think about it for quite a while. Let's welcome in our professor of sports to break this down amongst other things going on in baseball. John Poulter, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How about you? And good morning to you, Jeff. Hope you're doing well as well.
Can't complain, man. I'm in the northern part of Arizona. I think I let you know that a little earlier in the week, but yep. Enjoying it, getting out of that heat a little bit. It's, you know, 80s or so during the day and 50s maybe at night, and beautiful, just great scenery. It's just amazing, to be honest with you, and I'm glad I have the opportunity to get out here every now and again. But and Jeff is just sweating away, man, to be honest with you, there in Scottsdale, Arizona, or somewhere around there, and just, you know, living that dream of 105 to 110. But I got to go back there, to be honest with you. So today it all comes to an end for me, and I'll be back there and back in reality. But reality is you were just at the Pan Am Games, John, and I know I want to talk about the Hall of Fame guys and everything that's going on in baseball, but pretty cool experience. I want you to tell us about it, man.
Yeah, it was a very interesting experience. First opportunity I have had to visit any kind of a multi-game site. When the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics have been held in Canada, they've been either in Montreal, Calgary, or Vancouver, which clearly is a road trip from Toronto, Montreal being the closest of those three cities to Toronto, and that's 365 miles. Pan Am Games have been in Winnipeg a couple of times, but once again, that's a road trip. So not something I've ever been able to take advantage of before, and this opportunity came up to go to the games this year, and I was fortunate that they're playing baseball less than 30 miles east of my home in Toronto. So I was out at the ballpark probably 11 or 12 days in the last 2 weeks, and got a chance to see some pretty interesting baseball, both on the men's side and the women's side. And I haven't seen a softball game, and I wouldn't want to tell you how many years, but took in a few softball games as well. And while it's not a game that really turns my crank in terms of a spectator sport, you do gain a lot of respect for the athletes that play the sport. They're mostly amateur people. Most of them have to hold down jobs in order to fund their softball activities. But great games, great talent, and nice to see another sport that we don't see very often. I know you guys see it a lot in the States in the college ranks, but not something we see at that level up here in Canada very much.
No, I agree. And you know what? The way that those girls throw that ball underhand, fast, I can't do it. I have no idea how to do it. So I agree with you, man. It is a skill. It is a talent. And those people are all athletes for sure.
Yeah, as we speak, the U.S. and Canada are playing in the gold medal game. That started about a half an hour ago. I don't have any recent updates on it. But I saw a couple of the U.S. women's softball games this week, and that is just an offensive juggernaut. That's a very good team to watch. And I had the opportunity to speak with Ken Erickson, the U.S. women's softball coach, one evening after the game. And he's very positive about his team. He basically, his comment to me was, you know, we don't have any captains on this team. This team has one captain, and that's me. And if they're not rowing hard enough, I'll tell them, and we will be there on Sunday. So, you know, a very confident individual in terms of the team that he's put on the field.
Jeff, go ahead, man.
Hey, John. You know, speaking of the teams you put on the field, Toronto chasing the Yankees looks like you know, it looks like it's kind of division or bust in the American League East. Are the Yankees in a position to make a deal to run away with this? I know we're going to be talking a lot about buyers and sellers over the course of the next week. Is Toronto a team that's going to make a move, or are the Yankees going to buy this thing out? You know, to win it. You know, to at least win the division in 2015.
Well, we seem to have, you know, as a group, we seem to have this conversation every year when it concerns the Yankees. For years, the Yankees have always solved their problems by writing a check or making a deal or outbidding somebody for someone. They seem to have gotten away from that a little bit, and they almost seem now as though they're trying to practice fiscal responsibility. Whether that will last when they've got this window to perhaps win a division that, you know, quite frankly looks as though it's open for the taking. They're sitting there now with a 5.5-game lead over the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays, you know, they're playing well, but the Blue Jays are definitely in need of some pitching, and, you know, I hope it doesn't get down to a battle of the checkbooks. There's a limited number of good pitchers out there that can help, and I think both teams have to be very cautious that they don't give up the future and the farm to solve a short-term issue in the present. I'd kind of like to see both teams hold the course, but when the Yankees are around, you just never know. It wouldn't be the first time that they have acted irrationally. So I'd have to think that they're going to do something. What that might be, I don't really know. They've got some holes on the pitching staff as well, and pitchers do seem to be the thing that's available right now. So let's sit back, and I guess by this time next week we'll know for sure. But I hope the Blue Jays don't give up the future for the present. They've tried that route before, and it's come back to bite them in the backside more than once.
You know, it's really interesting when you look at that division, to be honest with you, the American League East. From week to week, there's more turnover. I mean, yeah, the Yankees have been up there in first more than not. But my point is that Toronto, you know, a week ago was in fourth place or whatever. The Tampa Bay was surging and looking like they were going to be, you know, a serious threat. They've faltered a little bit. Baltimore, I'm not quite sure what's going on there. And then the Red Sox, it's just been bad, let's be honest. But as far as the Blue Jays and Tampa Bay, they've been flip-flopping quite a bit. I don't know. I'm almost thinking this is one of the more exciting divisions in baseball because you don't necessarily know what's going to happen. Like you said, I mean, nobody seems to want to grab the bull by the horns, if you will. And, you know, nobody seems to be willing to say we're going to quit either. I mean, it's definitely for the taking for somebody.
Yeah, it's been a division of excitement and mediocrity all in the same season. And I'm going to count the Red Sox out of this because they're playing at a pace right now for 71 wins over the course of the season. And you know, I mean, I sit here as a Toronto fan and I just laugh when I see it. It gives me a great amount of pleasure to see that team in last place. But, you know, speaking professionally, you know, they're just not in it for whatever reason. The Red Sox chemistry just isn't there. They've loaded that thing up with all-stars. It seems to have come back and bitten them. And the other four teams, they could all finish anywhere from first to fourth, and to your point, they're changing every week. And it's funny that you mention that because I read an article in the Globe and Mail, Canada's national newspaper this week, about the guy who puts the flagpoles up at Yankee Stadium, and it explains how they put the flags up in order of the standings in the division, and the flags are up when the Yankees are at home, and they're down when they're on the road. And it basically talks about, you know, how this guy's job is and how he enjoys it. And he basically said that, you know, the toughest job that he's had this year is every day during a homestand potentially having to change the five American League East flags. So it's even happening to the guys that work in the game, not just the guys like us that sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, very interesting. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John. You know, obviously Cole Hamels making headlines with the no-hitter. You know, hearing a lot of noise about Texas perhaps you know, being a suitor for him. If they pair him with Yu Darvish, they're currently 6.5 games out of the division, 4.5 games out of the wild card. Does Cole Hamels give Texas enough to make a run at the Angels and the Astros?
That would make it awfully interesting, wouldn't it? Texas were right there with Houston and the Angels a couple of weeks ago. Then they went into a little bit of a slump, and now they've gone into L.A. and beaten the Angels two nights in a row and closed that gap again. And the Astros and the Angels are pretty much in a deadlock right now. I'm not sure that it would be enough to put them through, Jeff. I mean, I don't expect Darvish to pitch this year, so you know, anything they get from Hamels this year would obviously be sort of as a replacement for what they saw Darvish doing before he went on the shelf with the Tommy John surgery. Next season could be very interesting if they're both back at full pace, but my feeling is that, you know, that I just don't think Texas has what it takes. I think they're on a little bit of a run right now, but at the end of the year, I don't see Texas being there. And I've said this many times, and I may be proven wrong, but I still don't see Seattle as a sub-500 team. I just do not understand why that team is wallowing down in fourth place the way that it is. At the start of the season, I thought they might be the best team in the American League, and here they are sitting playing 459 baseball. It's a pace for 74 wins. Team that has Felix Hernandez in the starting rotation, you wouldn't expect to be on a 74-win pace at this time of the year.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. At least Houston is continuing to play very good baseball, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think anybody would have thought they would have sustained what they're doing right now, and they have sustained it. I think they're in the race. I really do. And, you know, the Angels are the Angels. They're going to be there, man. They got a lot of quality. They got a lot of great timely hitting, and they're going to be there, man. It is what it is. On the other hand, is there anybody that can touch the St. Louis Cardinals? I mean, should we just punch their ticket for the World Series right now?
Well, there's a great temptation to do that. I was looking at the box score last night after the game. They win a game 1-0, score a run in the bottom of the eighth, and they only had two hits in the whole game. What other team can get two hits in the game and win in the bottom of the eighth 1-0? Just a good quality team top to bottom. We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Farm team, it doesn't seem to matter who gets hurt. They have a AAA guy they can bring in and slot in as if nothing happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with more of John Poulter, a professor of sports. Jeff Rich, Dorfman at Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you have a concrete porch that needs a little pizzazz? Hi, this is Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about the right material to go underfoot right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Many homes have a concrete porch in the front or back of the house. Be honest, though, it's pretty bland and boring, isn't it? One way to help that porch make a statement is to install tile on top of it. But since the porch is exposed to the weather, you want to make sure you use the right material. Tiles like slate and ceramic may look nice, but they can absorb moisture, causing the tiles to crack or pop loose. One of the best materials to use is porcelain because it's non-porous and is a very high-density type tile. It also comes in a variety of colors and patterns to suit your individual taste. Be sure to repair any gaps, holes, or cracks in the concrete prior to installing. Once the tiles are in place and grouted, wait a week and then seal the grout for a long-lasting and very impressive porch. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install walnut red oak for $2.19. Stunning Sancho Bay solid hardwood for $2.99. Hot new wood look tile for an incredible $1.79. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Witch with me, as he is each and every week. We've got John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in Major League Baseball. You could join us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. And, John, what's your Twitter handle? I can't remember offhand. I know we've been talking on Twitter all day, but what is your Twitter handle as well?
@12JohnPoulter.
There you go. So follow John Poulter as well. And then follow us here at Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. And, again, we are live every Sunday, everybody, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. So give us a phone call. Let us know what's on your mind about the world of sports. Hey, John, we could talk about standings and all that stuff all day long. I think it's going to be interesting. A few of these are good races, obviously, with the Dodgers and the Giants. That's pretty good. The D-backs have kind of fallen back to who we thought they were. Maybe surprised a little bit about the Padres not being a little bit more competitive. But the Cardinals are the Cardinals. They're the best team in baseball. It's almost unfortunate for Pittsburgh. You know, they're a very good team that is in second place, and in most divisions they'd be in first place, but they happen to be playing with the St. Louis Cardinals, and it's a little unfortunate for them. But I do want to get into this Hall of Fame class with you a little bit and have you kind of give us your analysis of those four guys. Like I said earlier, John Smoltz, Randy Johnson, Pedro, and then Craig Biggio. Pretty solid class if you ask me, and those three pitchers, very dominant for very long time for doing what they did, man.
Yeah, very much so. And to the point that you and Jeff made in the first segment, we're talking about four guys that are relatively clean in terms of negative comments about any performance-enhancing situations. You know, just as a baseball fan, in the last 5 years, to have a conversation where that sort of stuff is not even brought up on a negative point is to me is extremely refreshing, and I think these four guys are class individuals. Like Jeff, I'm getting to the point now. I'm a little older than Jeff is, but I'm like Jeff now. I'm at the point where I'm starting to see guys inducted into the Hall of Fame where I've seen their whole careers, and I'm not just going off what I read and what I've been told and the legends that have grown over the years. These are all guys I saw break into the major leagues, and I look at Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez. Johnson, of course, developed by the Expos, went to the Seattle Mariners in the Mark Langston trade way, way back, and Pedro Martinez started with the Dodgers but made his name with the Expos and was one of those guys that the Expos had to ship out because they couldn't afford to pay him, and he made an even bigger name for himself with the Red Sox. Craig Biggio, classy individual, probably one of those last guys to play his whole major league career with one team, and interestingly made two transitions position-wise during his career, moving from catcher to second base to center field, and did well at all three positions, all of which are key spots, so that makes him a bit unique. And John Smoltz, first guy to go in after Tommy John surgery, a lot of saves, a lot of wins. I think the comparison you made earlier was Dennis Eckersley, and I think that's a fair comparison. And Smoltz is an answer to an interesting trivia question. He could have been with the Tigers, born and raised in Detroit, signed with the Tigers, but August of 1987, the Tigers needed a starting pitcher to try and get them over the hump in the American League East. They needed Doyle Alexander. They shipped what was then an unknown Class A pitcher to the Atlanta Braves by the name of John Smoltz in order to win that pennant. I think that might be a deal that the Tigers would like to have back today.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I just think of those three pitchers, and, you know, I think of Smoltz as the workhorse, really. Yep. Just a guy that could throw you nine innings if you needed him to, or later in his career he came in and he was that guy that could just give you three innings and give you a save or whatever you needed to do. I mean, just a very unique guy when you think about The starts that he had, the wins, the 213 wins and the 154 saves. I mean, it's unbelievable when you really think about it. And the only other guy comparable is Dennis Eckersley to have the 150 wins and 150 saves. And then Pedro, I mean, lights out, man. I mean, that's all I thought about when I think about Pedro is lights out. You put Pedro in and it's game over. You know, I mean, Randy Johnson, the big unit, I used to think about him, and he was just such a big presence, man. He would mow people down. He really would. He just would intimidate them with his size and his big fastball, that big arm, and just really impressed the way that all three of these guys were so dominant, to be honest with you. And they did it in many different ways, to be honest with you. So I just think it speaks volumes about how they were very productive, but they also had guys that knew how to use them, John.
Yeah, I think if we look at it from that standpoint, I mean, Smoltz perhaps had the easiest road because he was on a team that consistently won, and
yeah,
probably Bobby Cox was the best manager of, if we look at those three teams that those guys played on collectively, Cox as a Hall of Famer was probably the best manager, and that's not to demean the guys that managed the teams that Johnson and Martinez played on, but Smoltz, along with Glavine and Maddox and Cox, will all sort of be looked at as being the core of that Braves team that went 10 or 12 years by winning division titles. And Smoltz, he probably was the third-rated pitcher on that team, rightly or wrongly. I think Maddox was probably in a class by himself, and sort of Smoltz and Glavine were probably 1A to Maddox's 1. But how many teams could look at throwing a guy like Smoltz into the third spot in the rotation? In today's game, he'd be an ace on any team in the major leagues if he was playing. So that's probably a sign of how the game has changed. But must have been easy for Bobby Cox to know that 3 days out of every five, he had a Hall of Famer going out there, and that stops an awful lot of losing streaks.
Absolutely. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, John, let me take it back to Pedro Martinez for a second. I kind of want to get your thoughts on Pedro in the present tense. I'm pretty sure you'd get the TBS broadcast of the postseason there, so you've probably seen the studio show with Ernie Johnson, a few major leaguers, including Smoltz. But Pedro sits on the end of that desk in kind of the Charles Barkley role for Turner, and it's just amazing to me because I never would have thought that Pedro Martinez would be the analyst that he is. And in the wake of Colin Cowherd's comments about the Dominican Republic, you know, a lot about Pedro going in representing the DR, following in the footsteps of Juan Marichal, and they talk about Vladimir Guerrero, who's a big name up there in Canada. But what are your thoughts on Pedro Martinez, the analyst, former ball player rather than the ball player himself?
Well, we don't see that too much. The only time we really see him on the TBS broadcast is in the postseason when one of the Canadian sports networks picks up that on a simulcast. So we don't generally see that in the regular season. So, my comments are a little bit limited, I guess, on that topic. But I have been impressed with what he has done, and it's not something I would have seen him as transforming into when he was a player. It wasn't something I saw going forward. He never struck me as being the type that would want to take that kind of a job. And I think the Charles Barkley analogy is a very good one. I think he's probably a little bit more knowledgeable about the game than we give him credit for. And yes, he is very proud of his Dominican heritage, and I believe he's the first Dominican pitcher to go into the Hall of Fame since Juan Marichal. And that's a pretty nice thing to hang on your resume as well, because it's been a while since Marichal was elected. So, yeah, I'm sort of the same opinion of you as you are, that he's made a very good analyst, and as has John Smoltz with Major League Baseball Network. I think he's doing a great job on that network as well.
Let me ask you this, since we're talking about broadcasters and whatnot. I'm sure you know about the comments of Colin Cowherd, obviously released by ESPN. And Jeff, I know that you know those comments very well. Do you know him offhand right now? Because I think it's relevant in the case, since we're talking about Pedro, a guy from the Dominican Republic. But do you have the exact comments that he made, Jeff?
I actually do. And it's in the context of talking about why people don't watch baseball. He says it's too complex. I've never bought into that baseball is too complex. Really? Question mark. A third of the sport is from the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic has not been known in my lifetime as having world-class academic abilities. And let me add something right on the end of this, is I've listened to Colin Cowherd. He's made disparaging comments like this about Canada, that Canada doesn't have great doctors because they have socialized healthcare. So he's a blowhard, and he's not going to work for the ESPN anymore.
Well, I can make one comment to that, Jeff,
from
a personal standpoint in terms of doctors. And one of the doctors that I go to see on a semi-annual basis for a specialty issue is a Canadian, and he is a gold medalist in his class at Stanford Medical School. So I would tend to argue with those comments that the gentleman made with respect to Canadian doctors. I feel that I have one of the best doctors going, and anybody that has been a gold medalist at Stanford, as far as I'm concerned, is more than welcome to treat me with any disease.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, my point of going here is first and foremost, are we too sensitive in general? I mean, look, I think it's far-fetched to call him a racist, to be honest with you. And maybe he is. I don't know the guy personally. I really don't. But he's a guy that speaks his mind. He speaks it freely. He's done this, like Jeff said, in the past. But for some reason, they really took offense to this. Major League Baseball has taken some real offense to this. Look, in your humble opinion, are those racist remarks, or is that a guy who just they gave too much freedom and he overdid it?
I don't think they're racist. I think they're just unprofessional. We have a hockey commentator in Canada by the name of Don Cherry, and you and I have chatted about Mr. Cherry before. He's famous for a lot of things, and he's the same type. Speaks his mind on everything, and he's very negative about French Canadians. He's very negative about Europeans in the NHL. That's just his style. He's very pro-Canadian. I don't think he's a racist by any stretch of the imagination. He just speaks his mind, and I think this guy at ESPN has done exactly the same thing and probably should have been a lot more careful with his words and probably regrets what he said now, but hey, what's said is said, and unfortunately it'll be in 4-inch print on the first page of the newspapers, but if he apologizes, it will be in 2 font on page 17 of the last section of the newspaper, and we'll never know about it.
No, that's a very good point. Look, I mean, I don't know. I think we live in a society where you really have to be careful what you say, how you say it. But at the same time, I think we're all very sensitive. I really do. I mean, I'm not saying what he said was right or wrong. I'm not saying anything. My point is we just live in a time when you have to be so careful about everything you do. I heard something about this Cracker Barrel place. They want to change that name because it's derogatory to white people. I mean, when does it end, to be honest with you? That's my question. Hey, we're up against it, John. Do you want to finish the hour out with me, man? Because Jeff has to get out of here.
Yep.
He's going to play golf. Lucky you. Hey, Jeff, have fun playing golf, by the way, brother.
Hey, enjoy the rest of the show, guys. Always a pleasure.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich, who joins me each and every week, and John Polt are going to wrap this thing up with me in the next couple minutes. So keep it close. We'll be right back. John Polter and the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if?
Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Real quickly, got to remind you, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. Excuse me, that's todayshomeowner.com. And then also, we are brought to you in part by softhits.net. That's right. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, or Fleetwood Mac, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song, it's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Finishing up this hour with John Poulter, by the way. Thanks to Jeff Rich for joining us as he does each and every week. Hey, John. My final question for you about this baseball situation, Hall of Fame and whatnot. Pedro, is he the best Latin American player to ever play?
Best Latin American pitcher, I would say. I would think that from a Latin American player, Ravi Alomar would give him an awfully good run for his money. And it's always hard to compare what an everyday player does in term against a guy who, you know, goes out there and does his thing and does it well every 5 days. So I kind of create two categories there, Andy, and say that Alomar is probably the best Latin American player all around that I have seen. I saw the end of Roberto Clemente's shortened career, but that's a long time ago. So in terms of the modern-day player that our listeners would associate with, I'd say Alomar and Martinez would be the two guys for sure.
Very good. Look, I hear that music. Means we're done with the hour. Really appreciate you taking time out with me as you do every week when you can, obviously, unless you're out on assignment for us. But have a great Sunday, John, and we'll catch up next week, brother. And we'll be talking about who was winner or winners, sellers, dealers, you name it. We'll be talking about that next week.
Yeah, that's for sure. My pleasure as always. Good to be back in this chair talking sports with you and Jeff, and look forward to talking next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joins us each and every week, breaks down baseball and hockey for us, obviously, when that's going on. But appreciate him, appreciate Jeff, and obviously Scott. So keep it close. Another hour coming up. Fred Wallen, ready to duke it out with me. I can't wait for that guy. We'll have a lot of things to talk about for sure. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.